Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our personal life, in our metaphysics, and in the political and social world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And Ortley has been out of town with family. She may or may not check in. And Mark Wiltz also has been on vacation. So it may just be us tonight. We'll see. Maybe they show up. So at the moment, I'm out here in a very smoky west. It's extremely dry. There are fires all around, and there are fires within 4 miles from me earlier this week. And so we're keeping this certain level of tension about the world. Hello, is that Anne? Are you joining
Anne,
me?
Yeah, Anne coming in from the bright red desk.
Anne
I was just looking on the chart,
great.
And I went, oh,
wonderful.
Dear, it's 9:30. Hello, everybody. Yeah,
I'm so glad.
Bright red
I
desk here,
sure
in,
if you were
here
still
in Manhattan
traveling.
On a nice Pisces moon where you can lose track of time.
Yes. And I was
immersed,
wondering if you were still traveling.
Immersed in my little Pisces moon there. Huh? Say again, Heather?
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you were still traveling because I knew that you'd been busy. With family
yeah, no,
for
I got home last
week.
Night. We buried my dad and my stepmother on Friday, which interestingly was my grandfather's birthday, his father, and my cousin's son's birthday 31 years ago. He got born on Grandpa's 90th birthday. We were having a birthday party, and Cousin Susan was in the hospital delivering Greg, who was announced during the party that there was a new member of the family. So, but
quite
yeah, my dad
the day
got buried.
Some memories for you.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think my stepsister, when she picked the day, you know, she had any clue it was Grandpa Ortley's birthday, so.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we buried him and did a VRBO when I was living with, I live alone with my cat, right? And you realize how much you like the solitude, so I was, my brother, my sister and her husband, my stepbrother, his wife, and Lil, their granddaughter, who's 15. So it was a nice group of, you know, generally a collegial group, a lot of fire in
people
the house.
People you love.
Yeah, well, all the fire, you know, it's a very fiery house, you know, fire and air. And I'm a little earth water girl, so I was like, okay, I want to go home now. So, yeah, I got home yesterday.
Did you take lots of walks?
I did not. You know, what I did was I went outside. It was, you know, they had a nice backyard, and I just kind of sat and looked at the Queen Anne's Lace. And then
beautiful.
My sister's best friend is a gardener, so we went over, which she's many things, but among one of the things she does is she has a beautiful garden, so we went over to her house Saturday and hung out at her on her back deck with the butterflies and the and the hydrangeas and all the beautiful flowers in bloom. So I got a lot of nature, you know, so that was good. And the dogs, you know, there's nothing like a dog to calm you down. So she has,
dogs
she has a golden
really
lab.
Dogs are really helpful
and
family dynamics,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then her mother's lab had knee surgery, so she was there being rehabbed. So there was a chocolate lab and a golden lab. So, you know, nothing like a Labrador to lick your nose, you know, kind of thing. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to be enthusiastic, always happy to see people, not touchy, doesn't take offense at anything.
Yeah, you know,
really good to dilute that family dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
That Mars
well, dog
in Leo
is
right
God
now.
Spelled backwards, you know?
It is. So. Yes, I have three
I always think of
gods in my house.
Little love bugs, yeah. So.
I have
but
three
yeah,
gods
so it was,
in
it was
my
nice.
House.
It was nice. You know, it was, there, was, yes. there was some, you know, it was that nasty T-square. So right on time, you know, I kept watching different things go on, and people come over to me and go, ah, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, oh yeah, Mercury's afflicted today. and I'm like, yeah, Mercury's afflicted today. And then it hit me, and I went, wow. Remember, Anne, Mercury's afflicted. Don't stand up and kill this person right now. You know, there's a lot of witnesses. So I was like, yeah, you know, it was.
And that's going to kind of be busy for the next few days as Mars heads into Virgo and directly opposes Jupiter. Fabulous for the Olympics. If you've got, you know, if you want to push yourself on the winning line, this is really helping people, you know, tune into their most competitive spirits. But that can be a problem in a family stuck in a small house. You know,
yes.
it's, but if you can go somewhere with that Mars. You know, then you'll have Mars and Venus and Virgo, which can get a little, I mean, I live with that, so, but it, you can get a little wound out on what could be, and it's going to be very important in the next few weeks to use mm-hmm. your imagination carefully rather than let it run rampant on what coulda, mm-hmm. woulda, shouldas, and more focus like, and how do we solve the problem? Keep that together.
Yeah, and I want to say the
right
house
now
is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's this one section of the relatives that are not fine, and they did something,
mm-hmm.
and I was... Everybody I've said it to over the last couple of days has been absolutely gobsmacked and went, what? What? And I was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And they're like, what? So
was
I wasn't the only one
the
with that reaction,
dynamic?
But it was also, huh? Pardon?
Was it around the funeral dynamics?
Yeah, it was around the funeral dynamics. Well, I might as well share it. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was happily married to my mother, and I think if she hadn't mm-hmm. died of cancer, they would have lived, you know, the rest of their lives together.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy was widowed also around the same time. One of my dad's
mm-hmm.
patients hooked them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Peggy's a Taurus, and
mm-hmm.
she
mm-hmm.
her Venus is in Aries, and her Mercury's in Aries, and her Moon's in Virgo, and her rising
mm-hmm.
sign is Libra. So my son's on her Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a pretty competitive chart and was very competitive
mm-hmm.
with the memory of my dead mother, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And and my father was a Leo rising, like everybody should all get along, kumbaya, kumbaya.
And as long as you love me,
Peggy,
it's all is okay. Right.
Yeah, and Peggy was like, you know, I hate your kids and I wanted to be mean to them. And, you know, whether he ignored it or he
mm-hmm.
was quiet with it, you know, who knows. But he didn't stop it. And, you know, my job was
mm-hmm.
I want a relationship with my father. I don't really care. If you're mean to me, I'll put up with it. And I did. I put up with it
mm-hmm.
for 36 years. So at the end of, you know, we buried them. They're both buried with their original
mm-hmm.
spouses. And Peggy had wanted Dad to be buried with her, part of him. So when he had died, she had taken a small vial of him, you know, in a
mm-hmm.
separate jar kind of thing. So her daughter, who's a Taurus also, born my year, so I know that chart pretty well. She's
mm-hmm.
6 months older than me. She comes over at the end of the reception, and she says, you know, here's your dad. And she hadn't been able to get over in time. They sealed up Peggy's grave because she's in a wall, and my father's in the ground next to my mother. And she goes, I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I know Peggy wanted to be buried, you know, wanted Dad to be, part of Dad to be buried with her. She goes, well, it's no problem. I mixed their ashes. And I went, what?
You're kidding.
She said, I mixed their ashes.
Mm. Mm.
And I'm like, you're telling me there's half a Peggy in the grave next to my mother? Mixed with my father? Which, like, there's nothing we can do about. I mean, it's grain, it's sand, you know, when it's cremated. I mean, I didn't know there's no DNA.
Can't
I know
split that up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, wow. And you didn't ask us. And you didn't.
Right.
And you just did it. Now, whether...
Right.
Her mother wanted her? No,
and
so I've done my research.
Yeah.
It didn't happen at Whitehaven. It happened, obviously, when her mother died and was cremated.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Whitehaven guy goes, we don't have that in our notes. We didn't mix them because I called today because I'm ready
mm-hmm.
to dig them out of the ground and throw them in a lake somewhere. And
mm-hmm.
you know, leave my, because we have a couple bottles. My brother brought his bottle of my father back, and we got Peggy's
mm-hmm.
bottle back. So there's two pure dads,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a Peggy dad mix. So I'm kind of like, wow, what nerve.
Let's put the Peggy Dad mix in the stream and put Pure Dad back in the ground with Mom.
Yeah,
is that
what
you're thinking?
So I called today. I called the funeral home, the cemetery, to find out, you know, the deal about that. And Nate was very nice. He says, well, you kids
mm-hmm.
actually had, you know, he was your, once Peggy died, when Florida, she gets his remains, but once she died, the children own it. So that should never
mm-hmm.
have happened without your permission. I said, yeah, thanks.
Now, there is that competitive energy and strange complexities.
Mm-hmm.
Venus and Mars are running
mm-hmm.
close together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the complexities of what do you do with love? And in the many layered questions here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
such a powerful place. And
yes.
I think it was. Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, I mean, in all honesty, she took very good care of my father, and I do think if he hadn't married her, he would have died. He was very depressed after my mother died, and he's
mm-hmm.
the kind of guy that needs a woman, and I think a lot of men are, but he's a Leo Moon, Leo Rising, Aries Sun, so he really, really
mm-hmm.
needs a woman. Great. but don't go sticking her next to my mother, right? And so when he died, you know, I was there when he died. I don't mean to make this a therapy session for everybody, but, you know, I'm going to pretend I called in, Heather.
Okay.
When my dad was dying, Peggy was saying, okay, I'll let you go be with Donna for a year, you know, until I get up there, and then I get you back. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, watching her, and I'm, like, wanting to hit her, and I'm like, Ann, this is a deathbed scene. This is your marriage. Go home. Go home now. Mm-hmm. Go home now. So I went home, left her with my dad. We get to the, you know, they're assisted living. They have these rituals. So, like, 30 people came over when she was, you know, after when we went for dinner that night after he died, and everybody's condoling her and all that. And about every third one, she goes, yeah, I told him he could be with Donna until I got up there, and then I get him back. And again, I sat there. I was very well behaved. I didn't throw food at her or anything like that. So then we get to the corner of the hall, and there's like those three little Italian ladies that sit at the edge there. There's an elevator, the entrance of the building, the hallway. Everybody goes by them, just like the stoop in Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little sign up saying, my dad died. Now, I've been going there for 6 years. So they said to me, I'm so sorry your father died. I said, oh, thank you very much. You know, he's a really good guy. He was a great dad, blah, 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 blah. And Peggy says, yeah, I told her he could hang out with her mother until I got up there, and then I get him back. And I just looked at her, and I went, yeah. I looked at them, and in my best Italian voice, I went, I got my money on my mother. My mother's a Leo. So Peggy goes, I'm a Taurus. And I go, yeah, lions eat cows. you know, don't take on my mother. And don't sit there. And, you know, it was, so anyway, it was like this.
Your progressed mood has been conjunct Pluto for the last 3 months.
I know. My progressed mood on Pluto for the last 3 months. Totally. Yeah.
In the seventh house. So you've been feeling like, I have to work this out with my mom.
I am working this out, man.
I have to work this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Mars
but
is
the
sitting
last
right
thing
on
I
your
thought was she'd
moon.
Put her ashes with my father and be buried next to my mother. I just did not see that one coming at all, you know.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. If we could figure
and
it out
ahead
of time.
And my brother's a Buddhist,
it would be
so
a
he's like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, Barney, you know, like, come on. He's like,
it
let go,
Ann.
I'm like, no, I want to rip her head off myself, but she's dead. I can't, you know, so whatever.
Right.
I have a Mercury-Mars square. Look at that Mercury-Mars square. Mercury rules my fourth house. I want to defend my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's
and
the
it'll
energy
feel
of the week,
a little different
folks.
Even in a month when your progressed moon
yeah.
gets out of Leo, goes into Virgo, mm-hmm. and starts to pull away from that Pluto. But
yeah,
this is like, you know, one last thing that you need to do. And to
one
kind of
little,
feel like you can straighten out. And I like the idea of half of his ashes go into the ocean with, you know, with my folks, we put who they loved each other and hated and argued all the time, you know, two fixed signs, a marriage.
Right.
So they're on either side of Narragansett Bay. So we put the ashes in for my dad on one side of the bay and my mother on the other side. Nothing in between them, but there's a lot of space so that they have that to work with. And I think, you can get creative with the symbols because it is for the rest of us, you know, and you can get creative with the symbols. I've been, you know, along that line, looking at the power lately of getting students back into the land, you know, to taking those students from the Indian schools and taking them back to and burying them in their home reservation.
In their home
has been
lands,
so powerful. Now, that's been the sun opposed Pluto and and Mercury up to oppose Pluto, really asking us to do that work.
And Niobe was active, really too. Powerful. The woman, the asteroid, the goddess who lost all her children. Yeah, Niobe was very, on Jupiter, lost them to religion, or lost them, you know, to the, you know, the schools. They were taken away from their tribes,
Yeah,
and so it is
so
a real time
going on
of, you know,
healing.
Of really working out this really old stuff, really old, old stuff, you know. And, you know, it was a wonderful weekend until that happened, and then I went, wow, okay, I'm going to have to work on this one. But I think if we all know that, we're going to find out information with Mercury in Cancer in conjunct to Jupiter going into Leo. When he goes into Leo, he's in his detriment. So a lot of it is, you know, like, what do I want? What do I want? And when it was an Aquarius, was a full moon, of course, the burial business got revealed, which happened last November on the closing square. or the opening square, and when Peggy passed. And so now we have to figure out what we want to do with it, you know, and how we want to work with it. And I think that's really, you know, if you know you're getting, and we are all getting information with Mercury in the position he's in, once we get that information, he rules the Venus and he rules the Mars in Virgo. Mm-hmm. So Mercury in Leo is going to be really clear about what you want to do and what you don't want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it looks like there's also layers of forgiving ourselves that are involved here.
I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
If I was asked, I would have said no.
Forgiving yourself
for
having
me,
such a
right?
strong response to it. You
yes.
know, and
yes.
like saying to your brother, like, you know, you can forget it. I can't.
Yeah.
This
right.
I need to
yeah.
do.
And I need to process
and
it.
To be
yeah.
honest with yourself and forgiving of yourself and working with who you are, not who you want to be.
Right.
And that's, you know, going to be particularly important with both Venus and Mars and Virgo for the next few weeks.
Right, for the next couple of weeks.
So you have done a good job.
And they're forming
and
a hammer of four, Heather, too, with Eris, the goddess of discord, and Pluto. Right, so Venus does it this week. Mars does it. Venus does it the 29th and the 30th, and Mars does it in the next week. So. Yeah.
And making things happen. Point. And and on the 29th, Mars opposes Jupiter exactly right before it slips into Virgo. So there's
right
going to be some
Jupiter,
very
yeah.
interesting, right. Right.
And Jupiter slips into
Jupiter's
Aquarius.
Jupiter's about to retrograde back into Aquarius, and Mars, so they actually does that on the day before. That's why it opposes Jupiter just before it goes in. Before it goes into Virgo. And so we'll be seeing some interesting shifts on the 29th and as we work through on that Thursday on, you know, what ambition means. We may see some more explosions in ongoing arguments.
Yep.
I'm worried about it as far as fire is concerned, especially as the moon will be in Aries starting on Wednesday. For a couple of days, and that right out here in the West, we've got 300 fires around us.
Yeah.
And one was 4 miles away, and then just they put that one out. But that's such an explosive, like, there's a lot of fuel sitting around. And so how do we keep that, you know, when there's a lot of fuel sitting around, how do you not set off sparks? Like, they set off a spark when they did that.
Right.
When
right.
they... You know, that was a dumb thing to have done without consulting the family.
Well, she
and
just
so,
did it, you know? Yeah.
She just did it. And that pattern.
And I don't know if the origin was
that's
Peggy
off
or
spark.
If it was
that's
the daughter.
That is lightning strike here, out here in the western plains.
Yeah,
but we're seeing
that,
you know, in the dynamics around the Olympics. We're seeing that in the inflammation
dynamics
of the COVID rates again. What's going on in Congress? Yeah, it's all pretty heavy on that
Everything's
side.
Everything's fired up. Yeah.
Okay. And so everybody, kind of keep it cool. Take care of yourselves. Tune into that Neptune when you need it. Take some time off. Go put your feet in a stream.
Hope for a little rain.
You know,
for the West people. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's, you know, tornadoes heading through Minnesota tonight, or there's tornado warnings. So we're going to putting protection around everybody in Minnesota. And again, you know, keep it cool. You know, enjoy where you are to help reorganize this.
Well,
let's
the other part of
callers,
it is when you recognize it's part
not
of the process.
Spiky.
Yeah, when you realize when you're part of the process of the energy and you kind of watch how it plays out in your chart. You know, I was feeling really kind, going, "Oh yeah, that Mercury's afflicted. Mercury's, I know they were probably a little snarky to you, but that's okay." And then I got my dose. So it's always. When you watch it around you, you know, you realize, okay, how is it going to come and land on your chart, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if we know
it's
that, it
amazing.
Makes it a lot easier to work with. Yeah.
And Neptune is squaring my nodes, which are starting the 4th to the 10th. And Neptune is exact. to the degree. So I have, and I noticed that after I watched 10 episodes of Long Lost Families on UK about finding missing relatives, because that's been such a theme in my family and our lives for the last couple of years. Like, whoa, people popping out of the woodwork. So it's been really interesting to see. I was like, oh, whenever Neptune hits a place in your chart, you live out the mythos, or you dive into and explore the mythos. And it's really interesting to see it when you go like, oh, that's what I've been doing. I've been exploring the mythos of those those nodes, 4th to 10th. So,
And also Venus is aspecting the nodes this week, too. She's kind of squared them. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of nodal, which always I always am like, okay, pay attention to who you meet, pay attention to who you work with. There's choices to be made, people coming in, people going out, people arriving.
And karmically intense times.
Very karmic.
You know, whenever the eight planets touch the nodes, I see that karmic intensity.
Right.
You know, it's like pay attention, you know, and you're getting an inner, and now we interrupt for this important message, signs.
Right.
So we're going to take a caller here.
That sounds like a plan. No Mark today, huh?
Like
was he, did he email me?
No Mark today. Hello, area code 631. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Ann. It's Debbie.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Great.
I hear that you are heading into some tests.
Yes.
From your Facebook page?
Yes.
And tell us about that, and how can we help you?
I'm not even calling in about that.
Okay.
But prayers to you both in your situations. You know, the fires, and to you with what was done. I was throwing the food in a phrase, but anyway. My son, September 6th, 1988, 5:25 a.m., Bayshore, New York. Okay. Very long story short. You guys probably know I've been in the subsidy for the Brain Association, and they decided to clean house. They knew Chris was with me for 9 years, and he had to leave, like kind of abruptly. So he was homeless. I mean, he doesn't have the funds to get his own place right now, and I think knows about all that. So he was friends with this girl, who I don't like. He would do favors for her once in a while, this and that.
We have very little time, so I want to get to your question.
Okay, anyway.
So what is your question, dear?
Chris wants to know what is on him, because even as he was taking a shower there last night, the girl walked in the bathroom, went into the shower, and I'm ready to flip, and there's nothing I could do about it. Chris wants to know what transits are on him. I want to know.
So
as
he's moved back into your house?
No,
and the girl is there too? Okay.
No, he's not allowed. They're at the girl's house.
Okay.
That's the only place he has to go. There's nowhere else he can go. He's not allowed here due to the subsidy.
Okay. So he has to find his own life. His progressed moon is in Leo, and it's, I think yours. Hold on. Pulling up his chart again. What I'm feeling so strongly, it is he has to find his own life, and there's not much you can do to change that. You know, he's got his progressed moon is in his he's finishing up a cycle. It's going to be another year and a half before he really can see where he's going in life in that progressed lunar new moon. His progressed moon has been in Virgo, so he's been hard on himself and trying to figure things out. But I think he gets mad at himself rather than actually solves his problem. Pluto is off its opposition to his moon. It's going to continue to be on the opposition to his Venus. He has to set his own boundaries. You can't do anything, Mom. You can take care of yourself and show him how to do it. It's got to get, it may have to get worse before it gets better, because he has to set his boundary with her on his own, and or make a life for himself so that he can separate from her. He's, you know, Mars in Aries, highly independent, does not want to owe anybody anything, but he keeps shooting himself in the foot. What's on him is him. If he, the things that the aspects that have been bothering him have shifted, and now he's got to believe that it's possible and take risks that he hasn't taken before to really create the life he wants. He might have to get very creative about it, and then over the next few weeks, but he can really, this could be a real turning point for him. What do you see, Anne?
Well, I see Mars coming into his first house, which I think will make him feel a lot better, and that happens at the end of the week. And I also see, you know, I agree with you, his progressed moon gets out of Virgo in about a month and a half, it looks like, but his progressed moon gets off its ascendant in about a week. So it may be possible for him to find another place to live rather than with her, so that he feels like he has his privacy. And he's also going to have the node come to his Jupiter, which is something that happens once every, you know, 19 years. So this gives him an opportunity for some kind of new housing or new foundation. And certainly him, you know, him moving out of your house was the moon in Virgo on his Vesta. So this is, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think in a month and a half he'll feel better. And I think at the end of this week when Mars goes into Virgo, he'll be able to figure out what he wants to do. He's also having his transiting Venus right on his progressed Venus. So there might be somebody with something at like 5 degrees of Virgo who can help him, you know, somebody that he knows, and they all have something at that degree. But I do think, it, you know, it looks positive for him, and I agree with Heather. He's in the balsamic phase. He had the new moon to his sun. That was 15 months ago, and now he's got the new moon coming to his progressed sun, or the moon will come to his progressed sun. So he's undergoing really radical life change this next little chapter, which is great. But I do think he'll be able to find a place to live. I don't, I agree with you. Probably not a great idea with this woman.
I think he's got to really stop fighting himself. You know, he's got all those, the square energy of the sun opposed Mars, I mean, the Mercury opposed Mars, square his moon and Venus. So it's not by degree and square Neptune. It's not by quite by degree, but it is by sign. He often kind of shoots himself in the foot and feels like the part of him that wants to stay home and stay in familiar territory and stay where he knows and stay around his mom fights with the part of him that wants to boldly go where he's never gone before, take an adventure, go, you know, go join the Coast Guard, get out of town and do something. And so he ends up getting stuck at the crossroads. And it's kind of really time for him to listen to that Mars. I mean, like, what can he do to prepare, take one step in the direction of where he'd really like to be, rather than make do and adjust, and kind of start turning his life around? Like the boat won't really be turning around until after that progressive lunar new moon in about a year and a half. But what he does now sets that up.
And I do think he gets some options next week when Mars gets into the first. He'll actually have some, you know, oh, okay, I can go do this. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's a temporary thing, and it's unfortunate. But also, once you get in a situation like that and you go, okay, she's walking in when I'm taking a shower, maybe I need to leave. You know, that's him
going. I thought that was so disgusting.
Well, it's, you know, it's whenever you're staying with someone, they have a set of expectations about what they want. And so she may be having some romantic expectations about him. And he may be, like, really clear that's not where this is going. So that means then he needs to, you know, say, okay, this isn't where I'm supposed to be.
Be honest about it.
Yeah, let me go.
You know, Mercury
else.
In Libra can be a little too politic. I know I have that. And sometimes people go like, was that a yes or a no? And, you know, you have to just spit it out and say what it is. So we're out of time. We're out of time. Hope it goes well. Hope you go well. Take care of yourself. Show your son how to do that, okay? And he's a very competent guy. He just needs to kick that into gear.
Yeah. He'll be okay, Deb. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's hard right now, but he'll be okay.
Take care.
We're at a
cross. Am I going to be?
Okay.
And so, we're in the last 30 minutes. Use Ann. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk, wishing everybody a great week ahead. And remember, navigate those shoals. They're bumpy right now. And if you fall out of the raft, let the current carry you feet down first, and around the corner there'll be dry land, and you can pull ashore there.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. Cool off when you can, and use water to, you know, whether you're drinking water or putting your feet in a puddle to keep the temperature down and keep yourself on track. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, everybody.